Held without bail. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband on Friday. His court-appointed attorney, Adam Lipson, says it's a moot point.
The federal government has filed their own charges. They've placed a hold on Mr. DePapp. If he's released from custody by San Francisco, he would be immediately taken into federal custody.
Lipson entered a not guilty plea on David DePapp's behalf. U.S. Capitol Police had a live video feed from the security cameras at the Pelosi's home during Friday's break-in.
But nobody was watching it early Friday morning when her husband, Paul, was attacked. Officers were monitoring a live feed of a multitude of cameras, including surveillance of the Capitol complex. But sources tell Fox News that Capitol Police pay less attention to points away from Washington when a protectee is not home.
Fox's Trace Gallagher reports Speaker Pelosi was in Washington at the time of her husband's attack. North Korea has fired about a dozen missiles in the direction of South Korea early Wednesday, at least one of them landing near their maritime border, prompting residents of South Korea's Ulongdo Island to hunker down in air raid shelters. South Korea retaliating by test firing its own missiles launched from aircraft. The North has threatened the U.S. and South Korea will pay what it calls the most horrible price in history for ongoing joint military drills, which it views as a prelude to invasion. The U.N. Security Council is scheduled to vote Wednesday on a resolution that would establish a commission to investigate Russia's claims that Ukraine and the U.S. are carrying out military biological activities in violation of international conventions preventing them. The U.S. could use its veto power to block the resolution. The Phillies blasted 5 home runs in Game 3 of the World Series Tuesday night to beat the Astros 7-0. Philadelphia now leads the series 2-1. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Less than a week until the midterm elections, the legal maneuvering over mail-in ballots continues in a state that could decide which party controls the U.S. Senate.
An evenly split Pennsylvania Supreme Court ordering local election officials Tuesday to refrain from counting absentee ballots that have missing or incorrect dates on the envelope. 3 of the court's justices who were elected as Democrats said they believe excluding the ballots violates federal law, which says trivial errors shouldn't disqualify a ballot. But Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the National Republican Committee, which brought the lawsuit, is hailing the ruling as a, quote, massive victory for Pennsylvania voters and the rule of law. Pennsylvania State Department says voters who are concerned they may have made an error should contact their county election board. Sean Langell, Fox News.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is locked in a tight race against Dr. Mehmet Oz for the Senate seat from which Pat Toomey is retiring. The Fox News Power Rankings rates the Pennsylvania Senate race as a toss-up. A former Connecticut state lawmaker admits to $1 million COVID relief fraud.
Michael DeMassa, a Democrat from West Haven who was a state rep and an aide to the city council, pled guilty to 3 counts of wire fraud conspiracy. Prosecutors say he ran several schemes involving a business partner, another business owner, and his wife to steal the funds, using his position, which had the authority to approve the reimbursement of COVID-19 spending, to steal the money, some of which he spent at a casino in eastern Connecticut. DeMassa resigned from both positions after his arrest last year. His wife and his former business partner also pleaded guilty earlier this year. A 4th person charged in the scheme is awaiting trial. Lee Silasera, Fox News.
Seismologists at the U.S. Geological Survey report a magnitude 6.0 earthquake in the Pacific off the coast of San Diego. Some shaking detected as far north as San Francisco, but there has not been a tsunami warning issued. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.